grateful. Thank you for how you've been with us in the time past. Thank you for last month's program. Thank you for our special program. Thank you for our midweek activities. Thank you for our Sunday services. Thank you for as many connected, related with this ministry. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for your grace we enjoy now in this place. Thank you for your anointing made available for us. Thank you for your authority. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your help that we have received in the time past. We give all that glory back to your only name, O God. Accept our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, once again, we gather at your feet tonight. The God that answers prayer, acting at our cry today. Do what only you can do. Be mighty in this gathering today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And don't permit any one of us to go back the same way we came. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Please sit down quickly. We have a very limited time tonight. I just pray, maybe if I can just lay a foundation today, tomorrow we are going to continue from there. As God lives. Amen. Hallelujah. The topic of this month, arise. I know the topic is for me and for somebody. That after tonight, we will rise. We will rise above the trial and the challenges of our lives. I know the topic is for me. Amen. Hallelujah. From the book of 1 Kings chapter 1, chapter 19, verse 5, quickly. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. Yes. Okay, you can start from verse 1 for better understanding. Yes. 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 Okay. Thank you. Arise. Our focus is arise. That place was the story of a man called Elijah. Let me give a background of his life. There was a time he stood before Ahab the king and said, "There shall be no rain nor dew in this land except according to my word." And the Bible said, by the saying of that, God told him, "Go to a brook. I will send a bird to be feeding you in that place." So he was out, isolated for a long time. He was staying in the bush for a long time. Until that broke, got dry, and God now told him, go to another city called Zarephath. I have prepared a woman there that will take care of you. And when he got to that woman, he was thinking God has prepared everything for him. Until he now asked the woman, give me the one bread, at least for one, for this morning or this afternoon. The woman said, I don't have. Elijah said, I thought God told me as prepared someone to that will take care of me. The woman said, I don't know what you are talking about. Elijah had to do a miracle in that place to sustain himself. He said, okay, don't worry, go and prepare. God will do the miracle. In no story make short, the woman made a food for him. and he heard, that miracle began. Elijah now relaxed. I thought, thank God, at last I've gotten a place of rest. In the short while, the son of that woman died. The woman locked Elijah and said, why have you done this thing to me? We were fine. After, we were just hungry when you came. I wanted to die, but you should know I didn't mean what I said. And the woman locked Elijah and said, why have you done this thing to me? Elijah cried and said, God, what is happening? I thought I've just gotten a place to rest. And Elijah, pray to God. And long story short, the Bible said the boy came back to life. And Elijah was enjoying himself in that place. I thought there was abundance, there was peace. And the word of God came to Elijah and said, go back to your city now. And Elijah got back to his place and he saw a servant, go and tell Ahab to meet me on the mountain. And the long story made short, they now make a bargain. Any God that answered by prayer, that by fire, let the same God be the God over Israel. And of course, the prophet of Baal, they agreed. After they were like 450 prophets, they agreed because their God is a God of fire. Baal means the God of fire. So they accepted the offer. And they began to pray and shout from morning to evening. Their God refused to answer. And before you know, Elijah came to the scene and he called on his own God and God answered by fire. That was a big miracle. And before you know, he now told the king, go and eat and drink. I'm going to pray. There will be a rain on this time. And he went to pray. After praying for a long time, he actually prayed for a long time. He prayed like several times. His servant went to check several times and before they discovered there was a form of cloud, like a palm of a, like a fist of a man. And he sent his servant, go and tell him, run, so that this rain will not stop you. And the Bible says he guided himself and the Spirit of God came upon Elijah and he outran Ahab to even to the gate of Jezreel. That distance was a very long one. It was not a short distance. It was a very long one. From that month, the mountain of God to Jezreel gate, it was a long distance. I think it was about 70-something or 80-something kilometers. And the old man ran that long. And at last, he entered to Jezreel. And he was resting. He was cooling off from that trouble. Another messenger came to him and said, by this time tomorrow, you are going to die. And he was looking, checking his record. God, I've been in this trouble for so long. I've been running, I've been in this trouble. I ran to Brock, right? I ran to Cerebral. I've been to everywhere. This trouble will still continue. And from that place, on Thursday, I told us, he ran away from Jezreel to another place called Beersheba, and the distance was at around 144 kilometers. And when he got to that village, he stopped his servant at that village. I said, wait for me here. And he still trekked a day journey to the wilderness. And when he got to the wilderness, he said, now, I am tired. I want to die. That if you consider his life story now, you should know that man should be tired. He should be tired. After doing so many miracles, after all, if Jezebel did not think about anything, he should think about that rain for more than 3.5 years. There was no rain in the land. And there was a miracle now. He did them a favor, of course. He was not even suffering that problem. He came to bring the rain, and the rain fell. And because of that miracle, somebody said, I still want to kill you. If they are not thinking about everything, they should just think about that miracle. So he was tired. And he said, he wanted to die. And the angel of God came to him. I said, you are not going to die now. You're the same way. Some of us, you have tried. Even to you yourself, you know, say you don't try. Now thinking, if man die, man say it better. But I am here to tell you tonight, you are not dying here. You are not dying now. Not until you borrow Nigeria money. I know it's too big, but it will happen in your lifetime. Not on the country will consult you for help. You are not going to die now. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the angel came up and tapped him and said, rise, eat. The journey ahead of you. You are thinking you want to end the journey here. But God told them the journey ahead of you is still far. They say, "We have come to tell somebody here tonight. I don't know what you have been through in the time past, but I know one thing sure, that the journey ahead of you is too far. You cannot die here. You can't stop here." You know, one of the dangerous things about prophetic ministry is I appreciate so many gifts of God in my life, but the gift I appreciate more is not even the prophetic. The one I appreciate more is this the gift of power. Because one of the dangerous things about prophetic is when you give somebody prophecy and tomorrow you are going to buy a car, you are not the only one that will hear that prophecy. Demons hear that prophecy too. So it is very 100% possible that tomorrow the person will not buy a car. Does it mean the prophecy was fake? No. But because by that announcement, so many forces heard it and they stopped it. So it is not fair enough. If I have completely in my mind, I'm not going to prophesy to anybody about the future again until I can verify that you can actually pray. If you cannot pray very well, nothing to tell you again. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying is, I don't know what you have been through in the time past, but one thing I know very sure tonight is where you are going to is still far. And the hand of God will rest upon you tonight. You are going to be rising and you are going to be journeying to that place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's read from the book of Isaiah 60 verse 1. Kabadibash. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. There is a connection between your rising and your shining. The glory of the Lord is upon you. That was an awareness that now you have ability to rise. You have ability now to go and challenge any situation of your life. The Bible says, darkness will cover the whole earth. Gross darkness will cover the people. But they will come to your rising. They will come to your rising. What other people are suffering, that was an awareness to you that what others are suffering, you are not permitted to suffer the same thing. Am I talking to somebody here tonight? Or the person is not here. What others are suffering from tonight, you are not permitted to suffer the same thing. But there is an awakening tonight. Arise. From your mind, don't give up from your mind. Don't give up from your mind. Don't give up. Don't relax. Don't give up from your mind. To rise means when God was talking to Jerusalem, they were in depression. They were discouraged. They were tired. They were defeated. And that voice came to them that you cannot remain in this level of your discouragement. You cannot remain in this level of your depression. You must rise above. You cannot remain this level on this level of loneliness. You must just rise. I pray for somebody here tonight. As God lives and His Spirit lives, the hand of God will pick you up. I don't know where you are falling. I don't know where you are now, right now, but the hand of God will pick you up. The hand of God will strengthen you. The Spirit of God will set you on your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, I speak to your spirit man. Rise up. Come back to life. I don't know what pressed you down. I don't know what discouraged you in life. But I talk to you tonight. Come back to life. Come back to life. In the mighty name of Jesus. What does it mean to rise? To rise can mean to come to originate. To come to be. To become. Rise means to arise, means to originate, to come to existence, to become what God wants you to be. So that was a call to Jerusalem. Say, arise. Come back to that position that God placed you before. God has so many business to do with your life. You must come to being. There are so many people that are just existing. They are not living. This call is to call them back to being. Come back to life. To arise can also mean to leave a place of defeat, to leave a place of depression, to leave a place of weakness. Rise. Rise above that level. Rise above that level. And we are going to be taking example. We are going to be praying shortly as God will be helping us. Amen. Amen. This is the word of God for somebody here tonight. By the power and the name of Jesus. The battle that knocked you down before now, after tonight, you will go and conquer the battle. Once God has spoken twice about her, that all power belongs to God. I pray as I'm commanded by the power and the name of Jesus, by the ordination of grace and the option of the prophetic, I declare, I don't know the battle that defeated you before now, but by the power and the name of Jesus, as you are stepping out from this place tonight, you are going to go and defeat them. You will level them completely. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. I know you are tired tonight. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let us pray.